The Headache and Migraine News Podcast. The latest news and tips for those with headaches, migraine, and cluster headache around the world with health writer and researcher James Cottrell.
Hello and welcome. Thanks for listening. This is podcast number 3. I hope you're finding these helpful. Please do stop by headacheandmigrainenews.com and leave a comment. Let me know if these are helpful for you. I would love to do more of them, and hopefully I will in the future. Today we're going to talk about something that is important to migraine patients in particular, but really anybody with a headache or chronic illness that's taking medication needs to be at least aware of this, and you need to keep your eyes open for what might be happening. And the issue is gastric stasis. It's also called gastroparesis. Now, just for a moment of clarification on that, sometimes we hear the word gastroparesis used for more severe cases, and gastric stasis as being kind of a more broad term. So I'm more or less going to stick to the term gastric stasis, but we're going to be talking about kind of the whole range of symptoms, from some that are really mild and some that are really, really severe. Just be aware of that. We've got to make sure we get our terminology as correct as possible here. All right, gastric stasis. So first of all, what in the world is it? Basically, what's happening is, I won't go into all the details of all the causes and everything, but what's happening is the muscles in your stomach aren't working properly, and the contents of your stomach, the food that you eat, is not continuing on to your intestines. So in other words, it's staying in your stomach for a longer period of time. You can just imagine right away that this is going to cause some problems. Basically, if your food is not continuing through your system, the bacteria growth in the food in your stomach is going to be higher than normal, for example. You are not going to feel hungry as often. So some of the real common symptoms, especially of the more severe cases, are things like nausea. So you'll be very sick to your stomach. In real severe cases, you'll be sick to your stomach even while you're trying to eat. But you get full early, you eat a few bites of food and you just don't want any more, so you're not eating a lot. Other symptoms might just be low energy. You're not getting enough food, not getting enough nutrition. There may be stomach bloating, there may be heartburn. And one thing that's really tricky is that it's really, really hard to control your blood sugar levels. So if you have diabetes, this can really wreak havoc on your system, because you cannot really predict where your blood sugar levels are going to go, because your digestive system isn't working properly. So that's a little bit of an overview of what is happening. Now, there are a number of things that can cause this. Diabetes is actually a cause, which can really mix things up for someone with diabetes. It's probably the most common cause of some of the more severe cases. Surgery can cause this. Anorexia, some conditions like hyperthyroidism can cause this, and also taking certain medications, and we'll get back to that in a moment. So what exactly does this have to do with someone with migraine, first of all? Well, in recent years there has been some research into, and we're talking very recent years, which means really we need to see a lot more research on this. But in recent years, there has been some research into the connection between gastric stasis and migraine. And what they have been finding is that people with migraine tend to have gastric stasis as well. Let me just mention two studies real quick. There was a study in January of 2006. I wrote about this on the blog. And it was a very small study. They tested some patients who had migraine with aura to see if they were dealing with gastric stasis, and they found that, yes, gastric stasis was a problem, but the surprising thing was it wasn't just a problem during the attack. It was a problem all the time. As a matter of fact, things seemed to get a little bit better during the actual migraine attack. So once again, this is a reminder that migraine really is a disease that is impacting your whole life. It's not just something that, you know, once in a while you get some symptoms, once in a while you get a headache or nausea or whatever. So that study confirmed, yes, migraine patients do tend to get gastric stasis. There was another study in 2007. They did some more testing on some patients with migraine, and they found, confirmed basically the same thing. What's happening is patients with migraine have gastric stasis, and this time they said it's about the same. They're getting it whether they're having a migraine attack or whether they're not having a migraine attack. They tend to have some problems with stomach emptying. So if you have migraine, this is something you do need to be aware of. Now, again, we're not talking about severe cases here where you're throwing up all the time and you can't eat. But we are talking about basically a slowing of your digestion. And this is something that can be a problem for, again, not only migraine patients, but anyone who has this issue of gastric stasis. If you're trying to take medication, what do you think is going to happen? Well, it's obvious, right? Your medication is going to sit in your stomach when you need it the most and not do you any good. So that is really a major concern, particularly with migraine patients, because we do know that this is something that is going on with that group in particular. But again, if you have the problem of gastric stasis and you're dealing with, for example, tension type headache, cluster, any kind of headache that you may have, or any other kind of illness, and you're trying to take medication, that could be a problem. The medication may not do you any good. Now, I wanted to mention a little more about medication, so let's go back to that for a second. I said that one of the causes of gastric stasis or gastroparesis is medications. And I'll give you three examples that are especially relevant to migraine patients. One is painkillers that contain narcotics. So that would include things like codeine. Tricyclic antidepressants. Some migraine patients do take antidepressants for migraine. And of course, obviously, if you're taking them for depression, you're still taking them. And calcium channel blockers, which also are taken for migraine, as well as many other things. So if you're taking these kinds of medications, this may cause the problem. It may make the problem worse. I would really like to see some studies on patients that are and are not taking these medications to see how much this may be making the problem worse. But again, something to be aware of. This may cause problems if you're taking these medications. And what you want is you want to be able to take the medication that you need and have the 100% of the medication getting into your system at the time when it's supposed to get into your system. Another example, even if you're taking a preventative medication, what if you're taking it twice a day and you take the early dose and it just sits in your stomach for a long period of time? You're not getting, again, you're not getting that regular medication that you're supposed to be getting. But the main problem is not the preventatives. The main problem is the medication that you're taking as an abortive, something that you're taking, you know, like a painkiller, for example, or something you're taking to combat the symptoms of migraine or some type of headache right when you have the headache. If you want to take your medication right away when your headache starts or when your migraine symptoms begin, and that medication is not getting in your system, it's not going to do you any good. And you're spending money on something that is not helping you. So, what can we do about this situation? Let's take a look at some of the treatments. There are lots of different treatments. There's no real easy cure for this one, but there are some things that are typically recommended. One thing is taking smaller meals. Many doctors recommend if you have gastroparesis that you're taking 6 meals a day, smaller meals, trying to get food into your stomach more regularly, get the nutrition that you need. An interesting one is a low-fiber diet. Now, I'm not recommending a low-fiber diet for you, but for some cases, doctors recommend that you have less fiber in your diet, because although fiber helps things move through the intestinal tract, it can hinder things with someone with gastric stasis when it comes to the stomach. So that is another thing that can be recommended. Small meals throughout the day is something that is recommended for many different reasons for a migraine patient and to avoid other types of headaches as well. So that is not bad advice, eating healthy, but eating throughout the day. There are other things that are being looked into for treating this. There is electrical stimulation. For really severe cases, there's something called a gastric pacemaker. If you think you have a severe case of gastric stasis, you know, if you're throwing up, that sort of thing, when you try to eat, if you just always feel full and don't feel like eating and so on, some of these other symptoms that I mentioned, I just want to emphasize this is something you need to see your doctor about, and you need to deal with the gastric stasis itself. I'm speaking more to patients who have migraine in particular or whatever, and they just think this is just something to be aware of. This is something that I may have a mild case of, and it could be interfering with my medication. Your doctor is not likely to take severe action, such as surgery, to treat your gastric stasis, but there may be some small things you can do. So, we talked about small meals throughout the day, but I think what we really need to address is the issue of your medication. And really, the best thing is to be able to find a medication, if you can, that you can take by injection or a nasal spray. Generally speaking, people don't like to hear that, especially the word injection, and I am with you. I am hoping and optimistic in the next few years there's going to be many more options with our medications that aren't oral. And we've talked about this quite a bit at Headache and Migraine News before. Nasal sprays are not quite as bad, but injections and nasal sprays, these are things that get the medication right into your system and will not cause problems with gastric stasis. So that is one thing to consider. Consider how you're taking your medication. Check and see if your medications are available in a nasal spray or an injection. Maybe even just give it a try for a time, and if you see it's making a drastic difference, you'll know this may be an issue. The second thing is, be careful of some of those other medications I mentioned, such as narcotics and calcium channel blockers. Talk to your doctor about it, if you're wondering, and not sure if that may be making the problem worse. Another thing is, just take the drug as early as possible. If you know, now some people can tell better than others when a migraine attack is coming on, but if you know you're about to get a severe attack, for example, and that you need to take this medication, take it early. I found for myself, and this is my personal opinion, but I found that I don't like to take a lot of medication, but if I do need to take some, I would rather take less sooner than take more later. So in other words, if you're trying to cut down on your medications a little bit, don't just wait as long as possible before you take it. Better to take a little bit earlier on than to be right in the middle of the migraine chain reaction and have it so severe that you need to take twice as much. So try and take your medication. If you do know that you need to take it, try and take it early on. There are some other possibilities of things that you can do. You can talk to your doctor about it. Again, this depends on how severe your case is, but if you feel this is really a big issue, you do need to talk to your doctor about it. Look at some of the other treatments that are available. One thing that is being investigated is the idea of taking two medications together. There are medications that are used to help fight gastric stasis. Interestingly enough, one of these is Reglan, which a lot of people do take for migraine. It's especially popular with children with migraine, and Reglan is sometimes used to deal with gastric stasis. So there are slowly some studies coming out trying out For example, can I take this triptan drug along with this other drug, and will that help me to get the drug into my system faster? So those are some things to watch out for. We'll try and watch for that and report it on Headache and Migraine News as the news comes out. Other than that, it's really important to have a healthy diet. And every once in a while, we come across something that is related indirectly to gastric stasis. And we talked about mitochondrial diseases a little while back, and I think we talked about it in the podcast as well. And there was some connection with that and gastric stasis. And so we talked about some of the treatments that are common for migraine that may also help with your mitochondria, such as taking B vitamins, antioxidants, CoQ10, we talked about coenzyme Q10, and once again, eating regular healthy meals throughout the day, a good balanced diet, and not just eating one or two large meals or even three, but small meals throughout the day. So I've thrown a lot of information out at you there, and let me just summarize, because it can be confusing, and really there's only so much that we can do. One of those things is we can watch for further information that's coming out. But let me just summarize real quickly, and then we'll go. If your symptoms are severe, if you're dealing with things like vomiting, feeling full early, etc., and you think you may have gastroparesis, you need to talk to your doctor, talk to your neurologist or your specialist, and get that checked out. That's very important. That's the first thing you need to do. Secondly, consider looking into a nasal spray or an injection for your medication. Thirdly, watch out for some of these drugs, especially narcotic painkillers, that may be making the issue worse. Try and get away from those if you can, but again, talk to your doctor about any changes that you're thinking of making in your medication. If you do need to take medication, take it as early as possible. And once again, stay up to date with the information on some of the research that's coming out. You might want to talk to your doctor again if your situation is more severe about other possibilities, such as taking another medication with your headache or migraine medication to try and make sure it gets into your system as quickly as possible. I hope that's a help. We've talked about gastric stasis before, but I thought it was time that we really focused on it and tried to see if there's anything we can do to make the situation a little better. It really is an important issue, especially with migraine patients. It is something that you do need to be aware of, because you're spending money on this medication, and you try something, you think it doesn't work, you try something else, you think it doesn't work, and the truth of the matter may be it is not getting in your system at the right time. For anyone taking medication, especially, obviously, this can be a very, very important issue, and so you need to be aware of it, and I hope that is a help for you, and maybe someone out there will realize this is a problem and find a solution. And that's what we're here for, to fight migraine, cluster headache, and other types of headaches. I hope you have a great day, that you're feeling well, and we will talk again soon. Remember, leave your comments at headacheandmigrainenews.com. This is James. Bye for now.